What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 155 of the PS3 Blogcast. I am GCM. With us this week is Messiah.
Hello.
And Isley is out on company weekend outing work thing, so.
I bet he's having fun.
Yeah, being forced to do social stuff again like he was.
Oh, yeah.
All week long. But yeah, it'll probably be a light week. There wasn't much to talk about. We had some announcements, but I think when we were out last time, there was that whole thing with Konami going on. And Kojima, I don't think we talked about that. Or maybe we did. Maybe that was the week prior, and we did talk about it. I feel like we did, but I don't know.
Did that ever get, like, finalized or, like, solved or told?
No. And there was the thing where this article said that, you know, that an actress, even though I thought it said Donna Burke, who was the lady who does she sings like all the themes to the most recent Metal Gears, was saying like how Konami fired Kojima, but then Kojima said like, I can't believe they just throw away all this, a bunch of work by getting rid of Kojima and blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And then Kojima said, quote, coming out saying it was categorically wrong, what she said. But it could also be one of those things where, you know, the business mentality of the East is different than the West. Like, they have all, you know, like, a greater level of respect and, what's the word I'm looking for? Not secrecy, but, you know, not being so...
Access?
I guess being really outwardly spoken about stuff.
Yeah.
Like, they're not really like that. It's not part of that culture. So, you know, they're not really like that. So who knows, maybe Kojima would talk about it later down the line, but then everybody's wondering what's going to happen with Silent Hills. Mm-hmm. Is that going to work? So there was that. But in this week, there was some news articles. The biggest for me and for a lot of people, I guess, was the Deus Ex Mankind Divided announcement, which I was very excited to see. It was a long CG trailer, too, just like the Human Revolution trailer, so... That was a lot of fun to watch. It was funny because I was listening to a podcast and there were people talking about like speculating whether or not you can do any of the things that Jensen was doing in the trailer. And I'm like, did you guys not play Human Revolution and see the announcement trailer for that? Because everything he did in the CG trailer, you could do in the game. Like the punch through walls and kill a guy, you could do that, turn invisible, stop yourself from falling to lessen the impact kind of thing. You could do that. All the takedowns you could do. And it was weird because they were talking about like, they were saying how it was odd that they would show all these takedowns in third person, even though it's a first person game. But when you do takedowns in Deus Ex, it goes to third person. So you can see...
It pulls the camera out.
Yeah, it pulls the camera out. So like if you do, you know, a stun takedown, it shows what you do. If you do a lethal takedown, it shows it. So I don't know why they kind of like, clearly you must not played Human Revolution. But a lot of new abilities that it shows that he can do look really cool. That one where he puts his fist out and like shoots his little stun darts or whatever out his fist. That was pretty cool. I'm looking forward to what new and creative augments they come up with for Mankind Divided. I mean, it'll be interesting considering all the augments that were created were from Serif Industries in Human Revolution. And I'm curious if there's this big... I mean, I don't want to get into spoilers for Human Revolution, but like with stuff that happens in that, I'm wondering who's making these new augments. I mean, obviously someone must be doing. There's always people that can do it underground, I suppose. But there was the issue with augmentations that they had, and I'm wondering if those issues are still happening. I mean, there's the drug people always had to take in order to stop their body from ejecting the implants, and that was a major part of the story. So I'm curious how that goes about in this game, considering it's 2 years later. Also over which ending, you know, because you have, like, you can choose one of multiple endings at the end of the game, and this one seems like it went with one definitive one based on one scene from the trailer. But then I'm like, but I don't know if that's necessarily true or if that's just the scene from later in the game, but... it'll be interesting to see how. I mean, they could just do something like they did with infamous Second Son, where, you know, they went with, based on trophy data, which was chosen more frequently, the good ending or the bad ending for Infamous 2. And they said the majority of people went with the good ending, so that's the ending they made canon when they made Infamous Second Son. Hmm. So they could, maybe they can do something similar where they do that, but I'm sure it's just, hey, we'll just go with this one where you don't do the other ones, but which I guess would kind of make sense. I mean, they're all basically, the alternate endings are all kind of similar. Just minor differences, and you can kind of choose whichever one you want and then just watch them all at the end. I mean, it wasn't like there was any great difference without getting into crazy spoilers, but I really enjoyed Human Revolution a lot when it came out in 2011. It was my game of the year. I loved it a lot. I mean, Uncharted obviously came out that year, and then so did Skyrim, but I really liked Human Revolution. I platinumed that game. It was just, it was great. I mean, the boss fights were meh because they were outsourced, but I know they said for this one they're not going to be, they will be making the boss fights to where if you have a stealth build in the game, you can still do all those fights, because that was the problem, is they weren't developed internally. They had none. They thought, oh, well, we need boss fights, so then they outsourced them to someone. So if you spec'd your, I was going to say character, if you spec'd Adam Jensen to be a stealth character, then doing the boss fights was kind of like, well, there's nothing you could really do. I mean, you have to take them down with by assaulting them, so all the augments you unlock didn't really help you. But then when they released the, I want to call it what, director's cut? The one they released on the Wii U and PC and then later brought to PS3 and Xbox 360, they retooled the boss fights to where they added elements that were beneficial. Like they added these turrets that you could hack that would automatically attack the bosses and stuff like that. I mean, the only boss I ever really thought the augments were an issue on was the first boss you fight. Because when you fight, there's this, I forget the lady's name, but when you fight the one gal, there's an easy way to cheese her without needing augments, and that was simple. And then there's another guy you can fight who was, the only reason that made that hard is depending on a choice if you make earlier in the game, can really cripple you in that fight, but he was fairly easy as well. But yeah, I'm really, really looking forward to this. I'm curious when it's going to release, because the announcement trailer for Human Revolution came out in E3 of 2010, and the game didn't launch until August of 2011. And this got announced April this month, obviously. So I'm curious if it's going to be, you know, 2016, that it comes, like July 2016 that it comes out, which I hope not. That'd be nice if they, you know, announced, oh, it's going to come out maybe not this, you know, holiday season, maybe July, February, or January, February. But considering they did Deus Ex, Human Revolution 2011, and then they worked on, they helped on the multiplayer for Tomb Raider, but then they did Thief, and then they worked on the iOS game, but that was Tiny. So I'm curious, and Thief launched on all consoles. That was, what, 20, was that near launch or around launch, or maybe 2014, I think, so who knows, maybe they're not that far ahead. I have no idea how big Guides Montreal is, so who knows how far along
I don't know. It seems like a game they release next year.
Yeah.
Unless it's already 80% done with development.
Yeah, who knows? I know they talked about working on the engine a while back, and then announcing like the Deus Ex universe is basically creating a whole canonical universe. And considering the, we're talking obviously over text, but the book Icarus Effect, and then how the iOS game follows directly after the events of the book. So I'm curious if those characters will be in this game in any fashion. I mean, I didn't finish the iOS game, so I need to finish that to see if, A, they're still alive, because that would obviously determine whether or not they're in this game. But that would be kind of cool if it was just like, oh, hey, these characters you know about from these other two things are in this in some fashion. Yeah, definitely looking forward to that game. can't wait to play it. Although all the brutal takedowns he does, it's like I played the game stealthily because I need there was trophies for not getting, not raising the alert status, so you can't basically get seen by any enemies, and then not killing anyone. And those are two trophies. So I basically did an entire stealth run. But there was an issue with the don't kill anyone trophy where there were some instances where if you stun someone with this stun gun, sometimes it would count as a kill. But it wasn't like you stun him and he fell in a puddle of water and drowned. It was just like you had to be super careful. So I had to go run the game a second time. But when I did it the second time through, I just ran through on easy because I was like, oh, let's just get this over with. But, you know, I also played on hard the first time. But, yeah, I really enjoyed that game and all the different ways you can have conversations and how you can use your augments to kind of get people to do things that if you didn't have those augments, you couldn't do. And just the different paths you can take. Like, you can go on guns blazing. You could, if you did the hacking route, you can hack your way around through vents and all this stuff. And then if you had the conversation augment, you can coerce people into doing things that they normally wouldn't do. I liked all the stuff they did in that game. But, and then, aside from that, I know Activision also confirmed Black Ops 3, for all the Call of Duty fans who are looking for another Call of Duty game. And then also, Sony had acquired, apparently, the cloud gaming tech from OnLive. According to an article on IGN, Sony Entertainment has acquired the technology patents behind streaming service OnLive. The terms under which the deal has been made have not been shared, but Sony now owns several of OnLive's assets, including its U.S. and international portfolio patents on cloud gaming. OnLive, of course, is the streaming service that came out. I feel like that was like years ago when they originally got announced.
Yeah.
But apparently it's... I remember when it started out, it wasn't initially super great, but then it slowly got better. But it was never a huge thing. OnLive will, though, remain active until April 30th. No subscription renewals will be charged as of today. April 2nd, around this article. Let's see. And then OnLive adds that those who were charged for their subscription renewal after the March 28th will be issued a refund. But this is interesting. I mean, it's cool to see if they're getting more of the tech since they got Gaikai, and now they're getting whatever tech that OnLive have had as well. So, but it's, I mean, I have no idea how big the user base was for OnLive, so I don't know how it's going to affect them, but it'll be interesting to see how this improves things like SharePlay and PlayStation Now. I haven't used PlayStation Now since the beta, but... And the Alpha, I mean, it. When I played it then, it worked fine. I had no issues. I played first-person shooter. I played a Dead Island. Figured I'd try that because it was first-person shooter. It'd be better to try with the latency. And then, but maybe SharePlay can get a bump up or something.
Yeah.
Because that would be interesting. And it's funny, I was listening to a podcast, and they were talking about how they're just whining about how... they don't like when you buy a game, you get home, and then you have to install the game, and then you have to download the updates and stuff, even if you're doing physical. And I was thinking, like, well, that's... PC had been doing that forever. Like, you had to do that. And they didn't like the fact that... They still didn't like, even though when you download a portion of the game, you can boot it up, and then it downloads the rest. For some... They were complaining about stuff that... You know, whatever. They can complain about it. But then someone brought up the point that... you know, they're saying they like physical because... You know, if the digital service is no longer there, they still have the physical copy. And then someone else was saying how, well, what if the servers for that game go down and you reinstall it, you no longer have the patches. And I thought, oh shit, that never occurred to me. If a game company goes away and I still have the game, but I deleted it because I needed space and I replay it, now I don't have any of the game patches. And I started to wonder if the game patches are stored on the PSN, if they can have them there. I mean, they can't take up that much space. I mean, unless you're a crazy game that has a 10 gig patch like Dead Island or Dead Rising or something. Yeah, Unity. But I was like, damn. I was like, that's a really good point. But granted, I haven't had an issue where that happens, but
I was yeah.
like, uh-oh.
That's going to be very interesting in the future.
Yep.
Where they want to go all digital.
Yeah, we'll see.
Unless like Sony and Microsoft or whatever can like get the assets from the company and store them, like you said, and just download them straight from Sony whenever you get the game.
Yeah, and I'd assume that if a company goes out of business, but the game is still available on the PSN or Xbox Live, that the patches that were certified and paid for by the developer to Sony and Xbox would still be on the servers under that game. Like, they would have to be there. Like, they figure they can't just get them away. They're not going to, they don't just get pushed out. They're stored somewhere. So you figure it must be pinging. They must be on the Sony server.
Yeah. Is
what I assume. But it was just a weird thought. I was like, oh, I hope they're on the Sony server, but, that'd be funny to go back and play a game. I mean, you can, obviously, if you didn't have the internet, you could just play the game without the patch anyway. And you just have whatever problems, but...
Depends on how broken the game was when it launched.
Yeah. Exactly. It's not like every game is busted, but if it's, like, a big game... And typically, I feel like the games that have the problems, it's always single-player games, and it's rare that I ever go back to play single-player. Like, it takes a while to be like, yeah, I'm gonna replay this game, but... Like, I don't see myself replaying Unity anytime soon. But not that I've deleted it off my hard drive, but if I do, it's like, I don't plan on going back to it anytime soon, so I'm okay. Mm-hmm. But other than that, yeah, it wasn't a whole lot of other news. There was a lot of stuff on Mortal Kombat, just videos, previews for characters and fatalities and stuff like that, but as far as news-wise, I don't remember anything necessarily big that was going on. I was trying to look at my gaming articles earlier today, but I couldn't find anything that was initially good and worth talking about. But I know they released the Final Fantasy 14 Heavenly Sword opening cinematic, but I haven't watched it because I haven't finished the storyline of 2.5.
Oh, yeah, don't watch it until you finish 2.55. There's a huge spoiler in it, like, in the very beginning.
Yeah, like, I've watched the first couple seconds, like, just Snow and a character and a thing, and it's like, God, that means nothing to me. It's like, he's in a cloak. But I need it, not that I paid super attention to the story, like, if someone asked me to recall the story, it's like, basically what I tell them, like, what I know of the story right now, just because sometimes I'll kind of, there's certain story missions I skip when it's just useless side characters that don't matter. Like, especially when it's a fetch quest, I'm like, I don't care about this NPC, it doesn't matter. This isn't important to me. Like, to me, the story is right now, there's, let's see, there was the Shiva lady, and, like, somehow they're trying to figure out how she can summon or turn herself into a primal or whatever, and they think, oh, she's part dragon or something like that, I don't know. And then there's the evil Taru, and I still call him Taru because I don't like calling him Falafels and whatever the other names are. Me coach or whatever. I still call them the FF11 names. There's evil Taro, part of the Federal Trade Federation from Star Wars, who's just evil, and he's trying to cause some shit. And then, like, that's what I know. So I got two fronts. I got half dragon lady disturbing stuff in the north and bad things happening, and then evil Taro, who's conspiring behind the scenes to ruin things in Alda and cause. I'm assuming try to bring around some more war so he can make money. I don't know. It's been a while since I played the story missions. I'm on the mission where I have to go. It's the last mission before 2.5 where you have to you go into the dungeon to go up in the tower on the. It's the Keeper of the Lake, whatever it was.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm on that mission.
I like that dungeon.
Yeah, I haven't run it. Otherwise, I would run everything else and actually do it. I just need to do that fight, and I don't like doing it with randoms, and it's super tough to like playing a game in general is, it's like, it's hard to find time to play games nowadays anyways, but it's like playing a game online is even more difficult because I can't pause an online game when I have to go away, you know, or so it's like I don't want to run with randoms and dungeon be like, oh, hey, guys, AFK for, you know, 5 minutes. I got to take care of something. I can't do that. But if it's with my friends, I can tell them, hey, you know, they understand. They know what's up. I'm like, okay, yeah. No problem. But, like, you know, aside from running Mondays and Tuesdays to do a raid night, which I'm able to actually, you know, get that time and it's okay to do.
Sit down and commit to.
Yeah, it's harder on other days. It's like, but I don't know. Maybe I'll log in today and try to see if I can get some stuff done. I'm also, like, not geared high enough. I'm only, like, 110. I only have one Poetics piece, and I have, like, do I even have Poetics? I think I have one Poetics piece. Yeah, I have, like, one accessory, and then I have one demon piece from World of Darkness. But other than that, it's, like, I'm just still about 110. So,
yeah. 110's still high enough to do most of the content.
Yeah, and we can deal stuff. And we did T10. No. Yeah. T10. Yeah. Because T9 was the norm. Yeah, we did T10.
Yeah.
Yeah, T10. That's the one with the crazy dragon cat thing. In the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did that fight and beat that. And then we're on T11, but I haven't run T11 because I wasn't able to get on one night because I had to get up early the next day, so I didn't run. So they've run it. I don't know if they beat it yet. I mean, I'd like to get in and play some 14. It's just, like I said, it's just time. But we'll see. Maybe in May. I got some time off in May, but we'll see what happens. The Witcher comes out in May, so that's going to be a lot of time spent. And I still have Dragon Age. I mean, although I'm thinking now I have such a backlog, I'm probably not even going to buy the games and, like, right when they come out. I'll just wait. And then once there's, like, some crazy sale, then I'll just buy them.
Yeah.
Like, which is what I did with Shadow of Mordor and Dragon Age Inquisitions. I didn't buy them right away because I had other games to play. And then when those got discounted for Thanksgiving, I was like, all right, I'll buy them. Got about digital. So, but I really want to play The Witcher. The more I see about the game, like, the more I'm like, oh, it's like a third-person better Skyrim.
I remember playing, like, the very first Witcher on a really terrible computer.
Mm-hmm.
That's but funny. I never played the second one because I was like, I didn't really like the first one. But I was like, I don't know, 12? The first one came
playing
out.
Playing The Witcher at 12?
Yeah.
That's hella funny.
I played a lot of things on my friend's computer that I was not supposed to be playing. But,
that's funny.
Know.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely going to be talking about being like having 200 hours worth of content if you do all the extra stuff. And then the two paid expansions that they're coming out with are like 15 hours and then 30 hours each. It's like, good God. But I just finished Dying Light. Yeah, I know, really? It's like, yeah, sure. If I was able to play, you know, 4 or 5 hours after work like I used to, yeah, then I would totally play. It's like, just get lost in the world. Sounds like a lot of fun, but it's like,
yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. But I just finished Dying Light the other day, so I got that off my list. And then, like, I need to sit down and actually play Bloodborne. I've only played, like, I keep playing just a little bit, but, like, the same area, because then I'll get through something, then I'll get distracted and have to walk away, or then I die and I restart the area, and I'm like, okay, let's just, I need to be able to focus, but I can never just sit down and just play it. But I really want to play Bloodborne, and then I need to beat Shadow of Mordor, and then I still have Dragon Age Inquisition, and I need to finish my Far Cry 4 DLC. My cousin, I'll probably just finish it solo. But, and just other DLC for games I want to play. But I'll probably download all this DLC and I'll forget that I have it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be like, oh shit. It'd be like when a movie comes out on Netflix, I'm like, oh, I forgot to add it to my queue. I didn't even realize that was out. It's like, goddamn, how did I miss that? It came out 2 months ago. I'm like, what? I had two DLC packets for The Evil Within and I didn't play them? Good Lord. I need to put,
where,
like,
did I buy these?
I need to make, like, a video game. That's what I'll do. I'll go on my phone and make, like, a video game reminder list. But I need to make a different list than groceries. Let's make a new list. Gaming. There we go. Let's make it blue. Done. Let's edit. Okay. I'm going to add all the games to this list. That way I can make a checklist of what I need to play.
But I have a list on, like, my Google tasks or whatever. It's all like games I want to play, and I go and I look at it and it's like a page long. I'm like,
That's funny.
I don't have time for that. Yeah, I'm like, play 14.
I really, and there's other games too. Like I really want to play the Stanley Parable, and I want to play the Talos Principle, and I want to play Papers, Please all on Steam, but I don't have time. And then I still want to play Civ Beyond Earth, but I don't have time. Mm-hmm. And I still have fun playing Civ 5. And then I just recently started replaying the StarCraft 2 campaign, Wings of Liberty, and then I want to replay Heart of the Swarm before Legacy of the Void comes out. The worst part about replaying those campaigns is that because they're built to teach you the race, like whatever expansion is, you don't start with everything right away. So it's really annoying only having like two units. It's like, just give me everything. Because I already know how to do this. Just let me do it. Because it's basically training you for multiplayer, which is fine, but they don't. It's like, just give me everything right away. But that campaign's still fun. There's so many like unique ways they design missions in that game to make it fun. But yeah, it's like, it's just no time. And then I'm getting back into Airsoft with my cousin because I haven't played in years. I was like, you know what? I want to get back into it. And there's a local place that you can play that's kind of indoor-outdoor. And there's another place that's about 2 hours away, but it's an all-day event when they play on the weekends. So I bought a new gas blowback pistol and some gear and probably going to buy a new AG. But definitely want to get back into that because Airsoft is just... God, it's been like 9 years since I played. And it was just so much fun back in the day when I did. At least I'll have a physical activity to do outside of gaming. Unless I could buy like Airsoft Simulator 2016. Like those paintball games that were just Half-Life mods.
Oh my god.
It's like, why not just play real paintball? But I was like,
are you insane?
Yeah. Like it's okay, play at an indoor place. I don't know, problem solved. And then I was in my garage and I was looking as I had all these Magic the Gathering cards, I was like, I don't even play this anymore. Like, I gotta sell these cards. So I went through and I sorted all my cards, took out all my rares, sorted them all by color, and then I'm gonna go in probably next week and see about selling them at our local comic place and see if I can get any money. And then if I do, just put that towards Airsoft. And be like, bomb, problem solved. But yeah, because I feel like Magic was like one of those things, like, I'd get into it and then I'd stop. And then a couple of years later, it's like, okay, we'll get back into it. And then I stop. And it's like, I haven't been into it in like forever. And I'm like, I don't need these cards. I'm not going to play this again. I don't have time. I have games I can't, don't even have time to play. It's like, I have TV shows I haven't watched yet because I have no time. And it's like, ah. But, so I got to get rid of these. But
I have like 100 Magic cards and I don't even play the games.
And I wouldn't mind keeping, like, I thought about keeping just like one deck because. Like, oh, then if I play, I'll just have one deck to play with. Because it is fun. I did enjoy playing. I don't play with friends. I don't like playing at, like, drafts and stuff like that just because I feel like some people take it a little too seriously.
Uh-huh.
But it's like, I don't play the game with my friends anymore, so it's not like I need to. But, yeah, I'm hoping to get at least a couple bucks for... I have, like, 95 cards, rares, so at least I'm hoping some of them are... decent price, nothing crazy. Not gonna be like a $50 card in there, but yeah, get some at least. Yeah, other than that, not much else. Like I said, in the way of news, I'm sure it's all quiet because everybody's waiting until E3 to announce everything.
Yeah, or trying their best not to leak things beforehand.
Yeah, but. We'll see. We'll see if anything does get leaked beforehand.
It will. Bethesda's entire conference will probably get leaked.
Yeah, the Fallout trailer will get leaked, and then all the images will get leaked. Everything will get leaked. But aside from that, what have you been playing recently?
Mostly just 14 because I was playing through the 2.55 story, but I've been picking away at Type Zero every now and then. It's really good. It just I don't know, it didn't catch me the way I thought it would.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not like, I need to play this for 8 hours straight immediately. I'm just like, oh, I'll play like a couple missions and do this and that, and I'll check my chocobos, and okay.
But, isn't rated M?
It, my box, yes, it is.
Yeah, is there like, do you find it like significantly different than all the other FFs that are rated T? Like,
it started out incredibly depressing.
Uh-huh.
Like, the opening cutscene was pretty tame as far as, like, video games go, but it's insanely brutal as far as Final Fantasies go.
More depressing than Sin coming in and destroying an entire city?
Yes.
Which wasn't really that depressing because it had that music.
Yeah.
And Ornn was
there. Square Enix learned that if they focus on a character and his, like, buddy, and then just, like, decimate them at the end of the cutscene, it's a lot more effective than just, like, wiping out a town that you don't really care about yet.
That's funny.
So it's like, I don't know, I was watching the opening cutscene, I was like, oh, this is really cool, it's starting to get, oh my god, people are being shot and stabbed, and oh my god, there's blood, and what's happening to my Final Fantasy game? It was just really intense, and then it just kind of peters out for a while, and I haven't gotten a part in the story where it's like, something really awful is going to happen. I just know it. I just haven't got there yet.
That's funny.
So, I don't know. It's pretty good, but it definitely has like that handheld feel to it. It plays a lot like Crisis Core did.
Well, that's good, because Crisis Core was a great game.
Yeah. It's like, it's broken up into like the missions, and then you can kind of like peter around in between the missions and do whatever you want. So it's really good for, just picking up and playing for like an hour and getting something done, and then.
Well, that's good.
It's fun.
Yeah, I was looking into it. I thought about maybe like picking it up, but just like I don't have any time for that. Like, I can't add that. Like, there's other games on my Vita that I want to play that I just don't have time for. So I don't know if I have time for another handheld. But.
And I got the 15 demo with it too, and that was great.
Yeah, I see a couple people on my friends list are currently playing the demo.
It was really good. So I'm excited for that now.
Yeah.
But yeah, just picking away at 14.
Yep. Still stuck in the gold saucer?
I spend a lot of time in the gold saucer. But you can't do chocobo racing and queue up for the duty finder. So it's like I have to pick what I'm going to do that day, and I'm really after a particular piece in World of Darkness right now that I just have never ever seen in my life drop, so as soon as that drops, though, I'm going to be chocobo racing until that sword comes out, probably.
That's why I logged in, and I was like, I said something, like, hey, it's JCO, and I'm like, shh, because I typically don't log in on the weekends. Like, I do sometimes, but if no one's on, then I log out. I'm like, yeah, no one's on here, so I leave.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that'll be about it, I guess, for the other. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of other news to really talk about, but we do need a secret word. Let me open up my list to see what it was last week. Okay. Yeah, boom, get that out of there. Okay, we need one this week. We can make it something about Isley, like a social disorder. No. Social torture. Social torture are the secret words. There we go. Boom. Social, in honor of Isley and having to do social crap. I got my shirt in the other day that I bought during the social thing where it's like, you've read my shirt. That's enough social interaction for the day. And that's all it says. And I'm like, yes. I need to save this and wear it at a social event. But all right. I guess I'll do it for this week. I mean, yeah, that's a super short. Only 35 minutes. Shorter than the other one. Like I said, that's what happens. There's not a whole lot of news, and Izzy isn't here to talk his ass off about Bloodborne. And I haven't played enough of it to really talk about it, and I don't want to go into too many spoilers about Deus Ex because he hasn't played it yet. So
I need to play that.
Yeah, it's a good game. Man, RMTs, goddamn! I feel like when I've been logging in past. God, another one.
It's been really, really bad since 2.55.
Yeah, it has. It's really annoying. It's like, hello, my friend.
I go on busy because it's like nobody tells anyway, so I'm just gonna block them.
How do you go to busy? How do you go to busy?
Just type slash busy.
Slash busy. Busy. Oh, snap, son.
No more RMTs.
Woo! But now no one's going to be tail. Now it's going to be like I'm in a dungeon.
To like one person on my server. So.
I love the fact that when you run in the corner to an object, you run through the object. Like when you're in your house anyways. I like to hide inside the fireplace. Like, you can't see me. I'm in the fireplace. And I wave to him. I am in the fireplace. But, I posted the full opening vid on Facebook for all you warning spoilers if you haven't finished the story yet. I like, there's that comic, I forget who does the comic, but it's like, sometimes the guy will do Final Fantasy comics based on 14, and they're pretty funny. He did one where it was like based on, it was two different views. It was a healer complaining about a dungeon to his free company, and then the tank complaining about the dungeon to his free company, and they're both complaining about the other person. It's really funny. And then there's one where it was like they're trying to do a dungeon together, and then the one guy's starts to explain the fight, and the other guy starts going la 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 la. He's like, I don't want to hear it. And he goes, oh, don't worry about him. He just likes to experience stuff fresh. He doesn't want to know about it ahead of time. And like, it was a really funny comic, like the way they worded it, but. But yeah, it was, But, alright, well, I guess I'll wrap it up for this episode. Again, social torture is the secret words. Maybe this will be back next week, and hopefully I'll have more Bloodborne on my belt so we can actually talk about it. Because I played some, and it is a lot of fun so far.
Still looks torturous, but it's pretty.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll forget, like, the buttons. Someone posted a picture, a screenshot on the gaming subreddit, I think it was, for Bloodborne, and it's like what Bloodborne's UI would look like if any other developer made it, and it was just funny, like all these added elements. There was like objective markers, and a whole objective list of like 20 things, a mini map, a bunch of other icons on the screen, like a bunch of garbage. And just like, yeah, that's totally how it would be. Anyways, all right, well, we'll go ahead and wrap it up for this week. Short episode, like I said, not a whole lot of news. So, yeah, thank you, Zaya, for joining. Thank you all for listening. And we will see you guys next time.